A recent report says in Michigan, you will see one political ad every 2 minutes on television. That is crazy talk. I am Zoe Clark, sitting in for Cynthia Canty, and with us right now is Lester Graham. Hey, Lester.
Hi there.
So as part of a Truth Squad, which is this really cool thing that Bridge Magazine is doing, looking at how truthful political ads are this election cycle, you've been working with them on that. Tell me one of the misconceptions about political ads.
Well, it reminds me of this story. I was actually in a barbershop at one point, and I'm kind of listening in on the conversation with the other barber, and this person says, you know, I'm so sick and tired of those political ads. They're just terrible, and those politicians are all so horrible. I mean, they must be, because they can't lie on those ads or they couldn't be on TV. And the fact is, the FCC has rules in place that actually tells broadcasters you may not challenge or change a federal candidate's political ad. They can say any darn thing they want to, and it doesn't matter if they even closely or even a little bit resembles the truth.
And we know one of these crazy things that happen too, which campaigns will do, is they will spend so much time figuring out the exact right words to use in those ads, right? So you can't really call them out necessarily, or it's kind of fuzzy math.
Yeah, the context means a lot, and a lot of times the context is left out because why explain it? We can say this and it'll seem just perfectly rational to somebody who doesn't pay attention to what's going on. The fact is, a lot of people get their political news from the political ads. I know that sounds horrible to a lot of, you know, conscientious voters out there, but that's the fact.
And people will say, oh, ads don't persuade me. I don't pay attention to them.
Yeah, I beg to differ. I've talked to too many experts that say they actually do, especially negative ads. Negative ads have a greater impact on us than the positive glow and fuzzy ones.
Right,
do.
And if campaigns didn't believe that, they wouldn't be spending the millions and millions and millions of dollars that they do, right?
Exactly. And, you know, in the end, as long as you have big givers, big donors pumping in that money, they're going to continue to do that. But, you know, we've been looking at these ads, and the Truth Squad guys have come up with a good system of rules, a no foul, a warning, a regular foul, and a flagrant foul. And there have been a fair number of flagrant fouls and fouls this year, as you might expect. I didn't really want to pick out just two, but I think the outside groups that are putting on ads on behalf of candidates, or maybe not on their behalf, but without coordination of the candidate, let's put it that way. And the Democratic Governors Association recently put up one that was attacking Rick Snyder. And basically, they were trying to say that Snyder helps out business at the expense of ordinary taxpayers.
Rick Snyder says he makes tough choices, like cutting over $1 billion from education. That's tough on kids.
Now, why the ad got a foul call from the Truth Squad is that it kind of didn't go into all the details that, yes, Rick Snyder did cut $1 billion from schools, but in subsequent years, he and the legislature added money back in. A lot of that money is going to shore up the underfunded pension, the teachers' pension funds, not so much in the classroom. The average classroom per student amount is basically the same. But you can see how they could say that, but it wouldn't be quite true, even though it is kind of true.
Right, of course.
So it gets a foul.
And look, there's the deep voice. There's the music.
I know it's all authority, isn't it? And it's serious stuff.
No. So I must pay attention, and it must be truthful because they are so serious.
Now, the Republican Governors Association ran an ad, too, and it got a flagrant foul.
Ooh.
And here's where that came in.
Mark Schauer is a politician who has made wrong, expensive choices. Some defy reason. In the state legislature, Schauer supported a new fee on nursing home beds.
Fees on nursing home beds?
Michigan's coming back without more fees on nursing home beds.
But that nursing home fee did not defy reason. I mean, the Truth Squad says it benefited nursing homes by allowing the state to get additional Medicaid funds to reimburse those nursing homes. So they actually got more money.
Yeah.
And Governor Snyder has supported and extended that exact same fee since then. So, what do you call?
Right. And of course, it goes back to this idea that apparently people only have, you know, the attention span of about 8 seconds. And so you just throw out these words and these
see
sort of
sticks.
Narratives.
Yeah. And that just sounds terrible.
So, Lester, you've been doing this now for a couple campaign seasons. What are there any takeaways from this year in particular, as opposed to sort of the other cycles? Anything that you're really noticing?
Yeah, just the it's the same stuff. And it's the same stuff I say every time I get the chance to. Don't pay attention to the political ads. Go do a little bit of homework for yourself. I mean, there are lots of media out there covering this stuff in a legitimate way. Some of the TV stations, some of the radio stations, some of the newspapers, they're all doing a pretty decent job. And the Truth Squad is, if you're interested in finding out, you know, was that true? The mm-hmm. Truth Squad has covered a lot of those, and they're at bridgemi.com. And you can find a lot of those ads have been reviewed in there.
Lester Graham, Michigan Radio's investigative reporter with Michigan Watch. Lester, thanks for keeping them truthful.
Thanks, Zoe.